This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and you can find me at jackstockwell.com. I wanted to talk about your memory. Again, I like to address the subject matter of these presentations on the Good Day Health Show with Doug. Trying to answer questions that either come in through email. And you can email me at office@jackstockwell.com. That's the best way, office@jackstockwell.com. And you can always call my office if you need something explained in greater detail, and it takes time to do so, at 801-523-1890. And one of the things I've been asked about a bit, quite a bit actually, is your memory. Long and short-term memory, because for a lot of years, and probably for even more so for a lot of people, we've been under the impression that it's seniors who are the only ones who needed to do anything possible to preserve our precious brain function. I have a hard time thinking of myself as a senior. I'm 72, so I guess I'm considered that. I mean, I have Social Security, I have Medicare, And if I go to the theater, I get the senior ticket price, so I guess I'm a senior. But I feel great. I feel great. I'm in great shape. I submit to the same spinal care from another good NUCA doctor that I offer my patients, and I supplement, and I take care of this. I use the supplements I often talk about on my show. And so I when I see somebody else that's in their 70s, and they're starting to hurt, you know, it takes me aback a bit, and I sit down with them, and we start talking about different things, because the being able to remember something, and I guess that's where I want this to go, is our memory. And, your memory is the heart and core of all your conversations. It's the every single day something that we have to keep remembering. And remembering is possibly the single most important function that allows us to do what we do, to love those whom we love, to live a life fulfilled with both happy and sad memories that we all have. And although the senior population, and let me just say that's 60 and over, are hit the hardest with memory loss, I have patients in their 50s and under who are starting to struggle with remembering. And unfortunately, some of us begin to experience memory loss way too early in life. So I want to discuss some of the things you can do to prevent memory deterioration, even avoid it altogether. But you can find thousands of articles online that explain the workings of the human brain on a much deeper level than I have time or I want to go on to in this show. And as I always do, I invite you to do some self-study. Don't believe something because I said it, even if you agree with or like what I have to do. I want you to be able to own the things that I talk about or disown them as a result of your own self-study. But due to the limited time that I have on this program before I join Doug, I'm going to kind of be brief about the intricacies of how your brain works. And I want to instead focus on some of the important information on the best ways to nourish and supplement this very unique organ to maintain its profound memory power for the longest term possible. Now, there's a website that is called Simply Psychology, and it offers, I guess, what I would say is the best and least medical description of the terms of types of long-term memory. And what that would amount to in examining this is what's called a procedural memory. There's procedural memory, semantic memory, an episodic memory. And in the procedural memory, part of the whole idea of long-term memory responsible for knowing how to do things. It's the memory of your motor skills. It doesn't involve conscious thought. You know, it doesn't declare itself. It's just like, you know, once you learn how to ride a bike and you don't get on a bike for 10 years, you know how to ride it again as soon as you get on the bike. That's procedural memory. There's semantic memory, and part of the explicit long-term memory responsible for storing information about the world. I mean, it includes knowledge about the meaning of words, the concepts of general knowledge. You know, for example, Madrid is the capital of Spain. People get to a point where they can't recall that. Now, that's semantic memory. It involves conscious thought, and it is declarative. In other words, the knowledge that we hold in semantic memory focuses on knowing that or knowing this. And so we might have a semantic memory for knowing where we went to high school and what the name of that high school was and what the motto or the mascot of our high school, even though it might have been 30, 40 years ago. And then there's something called episodic memory. And part of the explicit long-term memory responsible for storing information about events that we've experienced in our lives. Now, for just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell here at the Good Day Health Show, and two websites, jackstockwell.com as well as forbiddendoctor.com. I'm talking about memory and the various things associated with memory that in the sense of younger and younger people now, I have patients in their 40s who are beginning to experience memory loss, and I'm trying to lay the foundation for the concepts of understanding the basic ideas of memory. And what's called episodic memory is remembering to great detail in some experiences the things that have happened to us as we've experienced our lives. It involves conscious thought. It's declarative. An example would be a memory of your first day at school, what your prom dress looked like in your senior prom. And so the knowledge that we hold in episodic memory focuses on knowing that, you know, like when was D-Day? Well, it was June 6, 1944. I know that. But an episodic memory for knowing that we caught the bus to go to college or on a certain holiday that doesn't seem to be very important to anybody else, but to you it is. It's remembering what you were doing the day you heard President Kennedy was killed. I remember. I remember very well. I was out on the soccer field, eighth grade. I was out on the soccer field during gym, and somebody came out and said, the president's been shot. I'm not laughing at the president being shot. I thought they meant the president of our class, you know, eighth grade student government. It wasn't until later that I found out, oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, and then that's long-term memory. Short-term memory, there's another website called The Very Well Mind, just like it sounds. And I think it offers the best and the least medical description of short-term memories. And this is what that website says. Short-term memory is very brief. When short-term memories are not rehearsed or actively maintained, they last mere seconds. You get introduced to somebody new, you're with some friends, and there's somebody there you don't recognize, and they say, oh, hey, Dr. Jack, this is Ben Johnson. If I don't rehearse the name, 3 seconds later, I won't remember what his name was. So I have little tricks and tools that I do with trying to remember for short-term memory stuff, if I think I need to remember something like that. Now, if I'm never going to meet the person again, I don't worry a whole lot about it. But maybe they're coming into the group and I want to remember his name. You have to rehearse the name. And there's different ways to do that. But short-term memory is very limited. It's like you don't have a whole lot of room in your short-term memory to remember a bunch of stuff. And at this website, Very Well Mind, they talk about how you can hold on to about 7, you know, plus or minus a couple of items. But you can hold on to about 7 different things. And they use the shopping list as an example. And if You know, if I'm going to go shopping for the family or whatever else, I have to put it into my cell phone. I don't care if it's three or four things. I put it in my cell phone because I haven't got time to sit there and remember seven things. And not that you need to, but the research shows that you can hold on to about seven short-term memory things, plus or minus two, before your short-term memory bank is full and it won't go any further. So although the brain is the most complex organ of the human body, we don't have to understand all of its intricate parts for it to be able to perform at its peak function. I mean, it should come as no surprise that the brain is like any other part in the body, in that there are four universal essential practices that are crucial to preserving and improving your brain function, which I'm going to go into here before Doug gets on the show. And if you're missing any one of these four, you need to change your ways, because it'll lead into two of them. There's an article called The Four Best Ways to Maintain Your Brain. It's at Harvard Health. And it says that although the areas of the brain associated with memory and reason shrink with age, you can still add brain cells, and you can still build new connections between those cells throughout your life. And so the four essential actions that I'm talking about for brain health, they all have specific requirements for nourishing the brain properly and effectively, as noted in the Harvard Health article. And, of course, all of these practices are great for our overall health, but my emphasis here is on the specific needs of the brain. And these practices are: what's the best exercise for the brain? What's the best diet for the brain? What does social connectedness have to do with the brain? And what is the best mental stimulation? Because like any other organ in the body, if you don't use it, you're going to kind of lose it, or at least its optimum function. So we're going to be coming up to our first break here in a few moments. And when I get back, I want to go through the best exercise, the best diet, the meaning of social connectedness, and how important mental stimulation is to keep yourself having a healthy brain. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, "Man, you got a memory like an elephant." It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, all of the quotes below that I'm going to share with you is from an article published by Harvard Health, and you can go there online and look at it for yourself. I don't agree with some of their diet recommendations. I'll discuss what I think is the best diet. So the best exercise for the brain, and I'm quoting, "The best evidence so far is for aerobic exercise and physical fitness," says Dr. Dickinson, who is writing in this article. He says, "Not only have scores of observational studies linked regular aerobic exercise to reduced risk of dementia, the results of several randomized controlled clinical trials and a few imaging studies indicate that aerobic exercise increases brain mass and it improves reasoning ability. In studies of healthy people that showed the greatest positive effect, people who got an average of 30 minutes of aerobic exercise 5 times a week over a year got the maximum benefit from doing something like 3 minutes of aerobic exercise. That doesn't mean jogging for 30 minutes, although that would certainly do it. Where I work, my clinic was on the 6th floor of an office building, and so I walk up those 6 floors. It doesn't take me 30 minutes to do that, but boy, I'll tell you, by the time I'm up at the top, I've got some oxygen going to the brain. But just walking has always been and probably always will be the best exercise. But you need to walk fast enough. You don't want to walk up to the point where you would lose your breath. You don't want to go past that point. Just to you know, where you're breathing faster than normal, but not to where you lose your breath. So, obviously, this has something to do with increasing the critical nutrient, oxygen, to the brain. I often ask my patients, when it comes to nutrients, what is the most critical nutrient required by the human body? I'll ask you that. Just think about it for a moment. What is the most critical nutrient? Oh, it's vitamin C. Oh, is it? No, it's vitamin A. That one comes first. No, it's proteins. The most critical nutrient I define as the one you can do without the least amount of time, and that's oxygen. Pure and simple, the most critical nutrient for the human brain, the human body, is oxygen, because that's the one nutrient you can go the least amount of time without severe suffering or severe consequences. All right, that's exercise. Social connectedness. Now, I'm quoting again from Dr. Dickinson. Evidence from observational studies linking reduced risk of dementia with social connectedness dates to the 1990s. As researchers have looked into these connections more deeply, they have discovered that variety and satisfaction in social contacts is more important than the size of a person's social network. In other words, here's the person who has 20 social contacts, and here's a person who has 200 social contacts. The person who has 20 has one or two absolutely total mind-linking, heart-embracing relationships is far more important than the size of the other person's social calendar that includes 200 other people. I think you get the point. Those deep, deep connections that gives us satisfaction in our lives and our friendship is more important than how many people we know. Okay, we're going to come up to a break again here and before too much longer, and I want to talk about mental stimulation. What does mental stimulation have to do with the strength and the continuing health of the brain? We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Memorial Day weekend rush is underway, and the TSA says it expects to screen about 10 million passengers by the end of the holiday. Still no word yet on a deal to raise the federal debt ceiling. Last night, President Biden saying he was hopeful we'll know by tonight if a deal has been reached. A South Carolina judge temporarily blocking the state's new six-week abortion ban. Governor Henry McMaster signed the restriction into law on Thursday, saying it would save the lives of unborn children. On Friday, Circuit Court Judge Clifton Newman put that new law on temporary hold until the state Supreme Court could determine if it's constitutional. The White House rolling out a new national strategy to fight anti-Semitism. The Biden administration says the new initiative released this week is unprecedented in scope as anti-Jewish crime is surging. Corey Myers, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I just wanted to mention offhand, and she's probably listening to this show, I'm going to mention her first name, not her last name, Georgiana, who flew to our office in Salt Lake City from Fairbanks, Alaska, and she found out about us through this medium, through this network of the Good Day Health Show. She came and spent a week, and I worked on her for a week, and she's in her 80s, and she went back home with far less pain, standing much straighter. So, good morning, Georgiana. All right, mental stimulation, what's that got to do with all of this? Again, I'm quoting Dr. Dickinson. There is some evidence that challenges like playing a musical instrument or learning another language have more benefits than repetitive exercises like crossword puzzles. Although brain training programs are a multi-million dollar industry, there is no conclusive evidence that any one of them improves memory or reasoning ability. We don't know whether playing brain games is helpful, because getting together with family and friends to play cards may be just as good. Now, personal comment, I find that reading and writing are also highly stimulating, to say the least, as they involve many of the different functions of the brain. And I also make an effort to cook a nice meal at least once a week of something I haven't cooked before. I'm kind of the cook in the house, and I enjoy cooking. But I don't like the mundane where I cook the same thing over and over again, or the same 12 different things over and over. So once a week, usually Sunday afternoon, I try to get into the recipe books, buy something Saturday ahead of time, stuff that's got to be marinated or prepared ahead of time. And I find that's a great stimulation for my brain. Okay, what's the best diet for the brain? Based on listening to my show for all these years with Doug, you should know immediately whole organic foods. Now, as I said earlier, I definitely do not agree that the Mediterranean diet recommended in the Harvard Health article is the best diet for the brain, because there are certain inadequacies. And as a spine doctor to my patients and as a nutritionist to my patients, you can't beat the Weston A. Price Foundation, WestonAPrice.org, for their food recommendations and their diet recommendations that's based on nutritional studies of 100 years ago that were designed around populations that had no cancer, had no heart disease, had no diabetes, were not overweight, did not have arthritis, and on through the list. And you can get those diets at Weston A. Price Foundation. But not to forget the simplest solutions for keeping the brain happy and satisfied. The first one, of course, is clean, fresh water without all those nasty chemicals you get from the sink faucet. And you will find many excellent water systems as well as good bottled water in the West, in the Colorado area, El Dorado Springs. There's the Tennessee Valley water is another good water that I highly recommend. It's interesting that you have to go buy water when it's pumped through your kitchen sink. That stuff is not fit for human consumption. Now, remember this. The human brain is comprised of 77 to 78% water. So it has to be provided with the freshest water, the cleanest water we can come up with. And then the second vitally important ingredient is to feed your brain ketones. Ketones cross the brain barrier. Dr. Bruce Fife, F-I-F-E, has written extensively on the subject. He recommends at least 3 to 4 tablespoons of coconut oil on a daily basis. You can get coconut oil in a jar at room temperature. It's solid. It has a little coconut taste, but not that much. You can put it in your coffee or your tea. You can put it in your soups. You can add it to different foods that you eat. And those ketones are there. The ketones are the perfect energy for your brain. And then for brain supplementation, you can go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. And we have some podcasts on the brain that my wife and I had put together. Now, senior citizen protocol. It's very easy to continue to feed the brain the healthiest food you can. There are two foods in particular that are extremely powerful in its content to deliver to the brain the needed nutrition to keep that brain active. One is chicken eggs from free-range pastured chickens. Not the white stuff, not the white eggs that you're going to buy commercially in the supermarket. More and more supermarkets now have organic eggs. But you have to be careful of the organic egg because some of them, these chickens are kept in compounds even though they're fed organic feed. Now, the chicken eggs that come from the chickens that are allowed free range, and by free range, I mean several acres as to where they can run free and eat the bugs and eat the grass and eat the worms and eat whatever dead stuff is laying around out there as chickens do. The digestive system of a chicken is marvelous in its ability to change all that stuff that you'd never eat into an egg that once it's fertilized, in 21 days, it will pop open and this little peep, 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 peep thing comes out of it running all around the place trying to find its source of food as well. How much energy is in an egg that in 21 days it becomes a living life form capable of producing more eggs? That just, you know, I've talked about that for decades, and it still amazes me what kind of energy is in that egg. It's considered the most perfect food. I do not argue with that at all. But it has to come from chickens that were fed a chicken's diet. A lot of chicken food is soy-based. And so there's this growing hobby throughout the country of people having chicken coops in their backyard, which is great. I have no problem with that, if that's what you want to do for your own animal husbandry drive, as well as to provide fresh eggs. But you got to be careful what you feed them. because what you feed them is going to be in that egg. And you want to make sure that the protein that is present in that chicken feed does not have any soy, because that soy protein will end up in the egg. And soy protein is estrogenic. It increases the levels of estrogen in the body, and neither male nor female needs that, not from a food source. So when we think about the best ways to care for and feed your brain, you know, like if you've got this new pet, what's important is a couple of things here. One of the best things that you can feed your brain on a regular basis is extra virgin olive oil. Extra virgin olive oil. Extra virgin means, it's the first stuff coming out of that olive. And Spanish-sourced olive oil, even more than Italian-sourced olive oil, seems to be the cleanest, purest olive oil out there. And if you see a bottle that says extra virgin olive oil, read the label anyway, because they may be putting canola and soy in there, soybean oil, to cut the oil for a cheaper price. And if they did, it's on the label. So even though it says, and it might even say 100% virgin olive oil, that doesn't mean that the bottle contains 100% extra virgin olive oil. It means the extra virgin olive oil is 100% extra virgin olive oil. There may be something else in there with it. So again, it's very important that you read the containers. Extra virgin olive oil contains a very powerful phenol called oleocanthal. And oleocanthal is anti-inflammatory. It reduces the amyloid plaque that's associated with Alzheimer's. And it provides an enzyme base that helps to stop the forming of amyloid plaque. It also offers up great sources of vitamin E. It's a healthy monounsaturated fat that your whole body needs, including the brain. And you want to make sure you get the highest quality possible. It should have a grassy flavor rather than a greasy flavor. It should have a slight green appearance to it, not clear. And the more peppery flavor it has, without adding pepper to it, the better that olive oil is. And then, what fruit is best for the brain? It's hardly argumentative at all. It's blueberries. You know, flavonoids are the selling point that exist inside of this, especially something called anthocyanins. And there are studies showing that this compound of the anthocyanins that are in blueberries have been very beneficial for improving memory function and mood. Blueberry consumption is also correlated with a delay in cognitive aging and protecting the brain against the loss of functionality, especially in those three areas of memory that I was talking about. And then the other thing, the third thing, is grass-fed beef. You know, other than the protein, you know, you're seeking out the high-quality grass-fed beef brings along a list of nutrients to your table, easily absorbed forms of iron and zinc. Vitamin B12, liver in particular, grass-fed beef liver, highest levels of B12. You can only get B12 from an animal source, but your brain can't function. You can't have energy. You can't produce healthy red blood cells without vitamin B12. Vitamin E is in there, as well as the omega-3 fats, all crucial for brain development in children and the ongoing brain health in adults. Parents often notice, especially new parents, when they're trying to give their children balanced diets and the kids just push the vegetables away and they go for the meat. That's because of the drive that exists inside the hypothalamus of these children. The brain knows what it needs to increase its own capacity and size and its own functionality at an optimum level. And hardly anything, if you're going to feed kids the best brain food you can, make sure they're getting the extra virgin olive oil in their diet. Teach them to love blueberries, raw, organic blueberries, and grass-fed beef. There are researchers who believe there was access to these nutrients that played a big part in our brains evolving into the super machines that our brains are today. When they go back and they look at the Neanderthal and the Cro-Magnon and all these, what happened? Something happened because the brain size changed very quickly as it went from one level of intelligence to another level of intelligence. So the other foods, you know, making a genius food list for your own brain and for those of your kids, are the healthy fats. Remember, your brain is 70% fat anyway. At potassium, zinc, selenium, magnesium, vitamins A, B, and E, choline, folate, various carotenoids. But your brain wants you to eat real, whole foods on a daily basis, and you'll maintain your sanity to some degree, more so than your neighbors who don't. All right, after the coming break, I'm going to be joining up with Doug to finish out this week's show. You can hear all of the Good Day Health Show podcast at Good Day Health Show. You can hear my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around. Doug and I will finish the show.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Capel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's Good Day Health Time, 53 after the hour, on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program. I am Jay Kirshner. He is Dr. Jack Stockwell. ForbiddenDoctor.com is where you can find him. Nuka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, and our health guru. Let's just be real. Let's call it what it is. Hi, Jack.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know what I'm going to do without a dose of Doug this morning, but I have every anticipation that I'm going to come away rewarded having talked to you this morning.
Oh, go on.
Well,
just kidding.
yes. Hey, there's out of the National Institutes of Health, and I know people are having a hard time believing anything out of the NIH anymore or the FDA or the CDC because of what's happened the last 3 years. But there is a very interesting study. Dr. Nima Majesli, who is the director of medical toxicity at Staten Island University Hospital in New York, says that a study they had just finished that acetaminophen, Tylenol, is by far the number one cause of acute liver failure in the U.S. And there are a lot of people who are afraid of opioids, and rightly so, and they're afraid of other, even some NSAIDs that aren't quite as dangerous as opioids, that will go to acetaminophen for pain control. And we know from a study, oh my goodness, it's got to be 25 years old, that said that 1,000 doses of 500 milligram acetaminophen in a lifetime is enough to put you on the liver transplant list. And you can go to Walmart or Target or any of the big stores like that, and you can go to the over-the-counter drug area, and you can actually buy a bottle of 1,500 milligram tablets or capsules of acetaminophen.
That is
so anyway.
Scary.
Well, it is. And so the NIH had a report where the drug caused over 500 deaths, 56,000 emergency department visits, and 2,600 hospitalizations every year, not just in the period of the study, but for every year. And the majority of these cases originate from unintentional chronic overdoses that people will often, you know, it's from the misuse of medications like Percocet or Vicodin or Tylenol PM because there's a lot of times that acetaminophen is sitting there in the background. I mean, you can get extra strength aspirin or Excedrin and read the box, and it's 500 milligrams of Excedrin and 500 or aspirin and 500 milligrams of acetaminophen. And so a lot of people who do not want the opioids, but they just kind of fall into a habit, because I have patients like this who will tell me, man, if I don't start the day off with three Tylenol, I won't make it through the day. And I say, well, that's why you're here. Let's do a consult. Let me see what I can do for you. And usually we can reduce pain levels enough where they can start getting off that. But the problem is they don't think about it. It's just kind of automatic. They get up in the morning, they have their coffee, or they have their orange juice or their tea.
Yeah, it's
their bacon,
like one of their supplements or vitamins almost.
It just, absolutely. It's like, yeah, I take my supplements, and tell me what you're taking. And acetaminophen is usually in there, or ibuprofen. And so while we know that acetaminophen can smoke the liver, we know that ibuprofen, overuse of that, can smoke your kidneys. Because these things are poisons. Any kind of a chemical compound that we take into our body that Mother Nature didn't make is poisonous to the system, and the body is going to have some level of inflammatory reaction to it. Even aspirin, even baby aspirin, is toxic to the human physiology. And so the trade-off is, well, I've got this very serious condition, and my doctor tells me, well, for a short period of time, I want you to use this or that. And as long as we stay to that short period of time, we can probably get through it so that the symptoms can abate to the point where we can reduce the inflammation, find out what's causing it, and address that, and then get off the drug. But even things, anti-inflammatories like prednisone. Prednisone has a warning in the package. Do not use more than a week. And I have patients who come in who've been on prednisone for 2 years, and they want to know why their bones are falling apart.
Well, and doesn't prednisone also make people cranky? Isn't that one of the ones that can alter for a brief period of time your mental state?
Yeah, and then as long as you stay on it. So back to the American Journal of Epidemiology that was reporting. They conducted the study on vitamins and lifestyle. Over 65,000 people between the ages of 50 and 76. And based on those results, the people who took acetaminophen, Tylenol, at least 4 days a week for 4 years were twice as likely to develop blood cancers than people who took less or none of the drug.
Oh,
now,
my
that's
goodness.
Something to think about.
That is scary. Well, you can hear more about this and more from Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health. Visit gooddayhealth.com and, of course, forbiddendoctor.com. Jack, thank you. It's 58 after the hour.
My pleasure, Jake.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.